弟兄们翻开以弗所书第一章。
First of all, let's read
以弗所书第一章第四节。
Chapter 1, verse
4. 以弗所书第一章四节。
Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 4.
翻到以后，请弟兄姊妹们一同同声来读。
Let's read in accord.
以弗所书第一章第四节，就如神从前创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他里面成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before him.
这节圣经是非常清楚哈，他告诉我们神为什么要拣选我们。
This Bible clearly tells us why has the Lord has chosen us.
神拣选我们有一个目的，要让我们成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
He had chosen us for a purpose. He wants us to be holy and blameless.
好，让我们看罗马书第七章二十四节。
Book of Romans, chapter 7, verse 24.
罗马第七章二十四节。
7:24.
好，我们再一起来读。我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
Wretched man that I am, who will set me free from the body of this death?
以弗所书第一章第四节是保罗写的。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4 is written by Paul.
罗马书第七章二十四节也是保罗写的。
So did Romans chapter 7 verse 24.
同一个人写的。
Is written by same person.
对，以弗所书说，神拣选我们，是要让我们成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
In Ephesians, it says God has chosen us to let us to be holy and blameless.
在罗马书第七章，保罗又写：“我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体？”
In Romans chapter 7 says, "Wretched man I am, who can set me free from this body of this death?"
那我们再读哥林多前书第一。
And that's read 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
保罗写的。
And then also is read Paul.
当第三十节。
Verse 30.
哥林多前书第一章第三十节。
1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30.
我们读，但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
But by his doing you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption.
所以保罗又告诉我们说，在这里他说，耶稣基督就是我们的公义，就是我们的圣洁，就是我们的救赎。
Here Paul tells us, Jesus Christ is our righteousness and sanctification and redemption.
我们还要再读哈，以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 8, chapter 5.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
以弗所书第十八节。
Ephesians 5:18.
当然也是保罗写的。
Okay, it's also written by Paul.
好，我们一起来读：不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
Do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation. But be filled with the Spirit.
我们刚才读了这四节圣经哈，是同一个人写的。
All those four verses is written by the same person.
早晨我们要从这四节圣经里面来看这个中间的那个意念到底是什么。
And let us see what's the core from together with these four verses.
最后我们读彼得所写的话，彼得前书。
And then lastly we will read First Peter.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
第十五节、十六节。
Verse 15 and 16.
彼得前书第一章第十五节，我们一起来读。那照你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁。被经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
Like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourselves also in all your behavior, because it is written, "You shall be holy, for I am holy."
好，我们再有一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们把下面一点的时间，我们交在主的手中。
Lord, we place the following time in your hands.
因为我们知道，如果圣灵不在我们中间来做工，我们人就不能来诉说主的话语。
If we know, because if the Holy Spirit is not working among us, we cannot make you vain.
我们也不能够明白主的话。
And we do not understand your words.
只有当圣灵在我们中间做工，我们能够进入一切的真理。
And only when the Holy Spirit works among us, then we will enter into the truth.
因此我们现在我们求主在我们当中来做真实的工作。
And now we ask you, Lord, you work among us.
带领我们一切的人今天早晨都能进入这几节圣经里所说的真理。
And then lead all of us into the truth the Bible verses tells us.
让这些话不是在我们头脑上成为一个知识。
May these verses not only be the knowledge in our head.
乃是在我们生命里面成为我们的经历。
But it becomes an experience in the reality.
我们感谢你给我们这样宝贵的时间。
We thank you for this precious time.
我们把它交在主的手里。
We place in your hands.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们感谢神哈，借着保罗给我们这几处的圣经。
We praise the Lord and through Paul he gave us those verses.
这几处圣经里面启示出一个非常重要的一个真理。
Those Bible verses reveals very important truth.
这个真理是有关圣洁的一个真理。
This truth about holiness.
弟兄姊妹们，我们对于神的公义呢，我们明白的比较深。
And then we understand better about God's provision.
当我们得救以后呢，我们常常能够接触到这个因信义，所以我们对于神的公义这件事情，我们认识清楚。
We know better about God's righteousness.
但是呢，我们普遍对这个圣洁这件事不是非常的明白。
But we do not understand much about his sanctification.
因此我们盼望能够就这几节圣经里面一同来交通关于圣洁的事。
And here, through these Bible verses, let's share about God's holiness.
我们在这个暑假的时候，在夏令会的时候，我们听见一个信息，那个信息就是这个信心的果效就是魂的救恩。
During the summer conference, we received a message which is the outcome of our faith is the salvation of our souls.
我们就认识了这个人呢的一个救恩，它是有三个部分的。
And we know our salvation comes with three parts.
当我们信主耶稣的那一天，我们的灵就得救了。
On the day when we received the Lord, our spirit was saved.
我们就有永生了。
We had eternal life.
灵在主的面前已经得救了。
Because our spirit was saved.
当我们有一天见到主的时候，主第二次再来，死人复活以后，我们要得到一个新的身体，是一个属灵的身体，那是我们身体的得救。
And then when the day, on the day that the Lord will come back, and our body will be redeemed, because that is the redemption, the salvation of our body.
但是还有一件事，就是魂的得救。
Another one is the salvation of our souls.
而魂的得救乃是一个过程。
And the salvation of our souls is a long process.
这个过程是从我们得救的那一天开始。
A start begin with the day when we were saved.
一直等到我们离开这个世界的时候。
Until the day when we depart from this world.
或者是我们主耶稣基督再来的时候。
Or when our Lord comes back again.
所以这个过程是我们魂得救的一个过程。
This whole long process is the process of our salvation of our souls.
这个魂的得救既然是一个过程，它有没有一个起点呢？
This is a process, does it have a starting point?
每一条路程一定有一个起点的。
And then all the course will have a starting point.
它也有一个终点的。
And has an ending point.
既然魂的得救是一个过程。
Since the salvation of our soul is a process.
是一条道路。
It's a course.
那这条道路有没有一个起点呢？
This course has a beginning.
有的。
Yes.
这个道路的起点就是圣洁。
And the starting point is holiness.
因为那招你们的既是圣洁的，你们在一切所行的事情上也要圣洁。
Because the one who called you is holy. So in everything, in every of our behavior, we should be holy.
这个我们就有一点困难了。
Then it's difficult to us.
我们基督徒常常有一个观念， 认为圣洁是终点。
And then as a Christian, we have a wrong concept. We think the holiness is at the end of the course.
我们总觉得说，我们如果呢在这个地上好好的追求主的话，或许如果我们走得很好的话，到最后的时候呢，我们可能圣洁了。
We thought we live before the and then we pursue to it. And the end, when we see the Lord, we probably will be holy.
或者我们认为说圣洁是少数人的，比如说像保罗这样的人呢、啊，
Maybe,
或者像彼得这样的人呢、啊，或者是像摩西这样的人，这些人是可以成为圣洁。那我们这些人的话呢，可能是永远达不到的。
Maybe we think to be holy, it's for the very spiritual ones like Paul, but for people like us, probably it will never reach that point.
因此我们对于这个圣洁啊，我们能够有一点点的这个向往，但是我们不觉得自己可以达到。
Maybe we think we are willing to be holy, but it's hard for us to reach.
这是因为我们对圣洁不认识。
This is because we don't understand about the holiness.
圣洁是魂得救的一个起点。
To be holy is the starting point of our salvation of our souls.
蒙召以后，我们的这个魂得救的就是要圣洁。
The starting point of the salvation of our soul is holy.
我们基督徒在当哈生活的能力是从哪里来的？
Where is the strength as Christians to be gained?
在旧约里面有一个非常好的例子，就是有一个人叫参孙。
And then in Bible, there is a good example that is from Samson.
但参孙呢，他是一个非常有能力的人。
And Samson is very powerful.
但是参孙的能力是从哪里来的？
But where is his power comes from?
参孙的能力乃是因为他做拿细耳人。
His power is from because he was chosen to be the Nazarite.
因为做了拿细耳人，所以他一生啊没有剃过头发的。
Because he is a Nazarite, so he will never shave his head.
他如果站在那个拿细人的地位上呢，他的头发就不能剃掉。
As a Nazarite, he cannot shave his head.
他就是一个大有能力的人。
And then he has great strength.
但是不幸啊，有一天啊。
Unfortunately, one day.
他把这个泄露了，人把他的头发剪掉了。
And then he released a secret, and then people care.
因此，他从这个拿细耳人的地位里面就出来了。
So he lost his position as a Nazarite.
他的能力就失去了。
And he lost his strength.
弟兄姊妹，做拿细耳人叫做圣洁。
And then, brothers and sisters, to be a Nazarite is called to be holy.
我们在地上之所以软弱，是因为我们没有站在圣洁的地位上。
The reason that we are weak because we didn't stand at the point to be holy.
所以以弗所书第一章第四节非常的清楚，他说神呼召我们的目的是要我们成为圣洁。
So in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4, it very clearly tells us the God called, we are chosen to be holy.
神在这里没有说我们呼召的目的呢是不能下地狱。
And they didn't say the reason we were called is we do not go to hell.
也没有说呼召我们要我们在地上为他做什么事。
It did God call us to do something for him.
也没有说我们要他呼召我们呢，我们要在地上呢要能够成为什么样的一个人。
It didn't say on the earth, we have to be such and such person.
他非常的清楚，他说我们呼召以后，要我们在他的面前，在基督的里面，成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
And then it clearly tells us we are called to be holy and blameless before him.
我们感谢神哈，记不记得当我们主耶稣那个时候出来服事的时候，他站在约旦河的水中间要接受施洗约翰的受浸的时候。
And then praise the Lord, do you remember when the Lord was called to start serving and he stand in the river of Jordan and prepared to be baptized?
那个时候天就打开了。
And the heaven is open for him.
然后上面有一个声音就下来。
And then there's a voice come down.
他说这是我的爱子，是我所喜悦的。
And this is, it says, this is my beloved son, in him who I'm well pleased.
主耶稣是地上头一个在面前成为圣洁没有瑕疵的人。
The Lord is the first one on the earth. He becomes holy and blameless before God.
这也是神呼召我们的目的。
And this is the purpose that God called us.
有一天我们都要站在那个基督的审判的台前。
One day we all have to stand before the judgment.
神用什么来验收我们呢？
And then and how God will judge us.
神是不是看我们在地上为他做了什么事呢？
Is it according to our deeds?
我想神不是看我们在地上为他做了什么事。
It is not what we have done for him on the earth.
我们那天站在那个基督审判台前的时候，神要来看我们是不是成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
He will see if we are holy and blameless when we stand before the judgment being.
在罗马书，保罗也是这样的说的。
In Romans also said,
保罗在罗马书说，他说就预先定下效他儿子的模样。
And he says he predestined for us to become formed to the image of his son.
使他儿子在许多的弟兄当中做长子。
So that he would be the firstborn among many brothers.
这句话和那个以弗所书的话是一样的。
This is the same meaning with the verse in Ephesians.
以弗所书说，在创立世界以前，神就拣选了我们。
In Ephesians it says God had chosen us before the foundation of the world.
罗马书第八章说，神预定。
In Romans chapter 8 and it says God predestined to call us.
以弗所书说要成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
In Ephesians it says he called us to be holy and blameless.
罗马书说要效法他儿子的模样。
In Romans it says we will become conformed in the image of his son.
这两节圣经是完全一致的。
And these two verses is in the same meaning.
但罗马书更进一步告诉我们神为什么要这样做。
Romans God it tells us furthermore that one has to do so.
乃是要让神的儿子基督在许多的弟兄当中做长子。
That is to let his son to be the firstborn among many brethren.
所以那一天耶稣站在这个约旦河中的时候，他是一个模型。
And then on the day that he stand in the river of Jordan, he is a pattern.
他是头一个成为圣洁没有瑕疵的人。
He is the first one become holy and blameless.
但是神要呼召许多的儿子，就是我们这些人，要磨成他儿子的形象，让我们也成为一个圣洁没有瑕疵的人。
But God will call many sons, which is us, and then to be holy and then blameless.
所以圣洁不是可有可无的。
So to be holy is not it's not we have or not.
有些圣徒有一个错误的观念。
And then some saints has a wrong concept.
认为我只要得救就好了。
And they think it is good to be saved.
我到天堂的时候呢，我天堂里面看门就可以了。
And then when I go to heaven, I'll just to be a doorkeeper.
我没有办法追求这个圣洁。
And then there's no way for me to be holy.
追求圣洁是这些其他的这伟大的弟兄所做的事。
To pursue holiness is for the great brothers.
但是希伯来书有一句话说，他说非圣洁没有人能见主。
But in Hebrews it says, without holiness, without sanctification, no one will see the Lord.
非圣洁没有人能见主。
Without sanctification, no one will see the Lord.
所以今天圣洁不是可有可无的一件事。
So to be holy is not it's not a not necessary thing.
这个斯布珍曾经说过一句话。
Brother Spurgeon used to say,
他说啊，一个不圣洁的生命就表明一个没有悔改的心。
An unholy life is an evidence of an unchanging heart.
若一个没有悔改的心，就代表一个没有得救的灵魂。
An unchanging heart is an evidence of an unsaved soul.
所以这个圣洁哈，是一件非常重要的一件事。
So holy is very important to us.
我们被呼召出来，要成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
We were called to be holy and blameless.
好，这是非常清楚的圣经的一件事。
This is very clearly from the Bible.
好，然后我们就要想到，那我们的经历如何呢？
And then now, let's talk about our experiences.
我们的经历呢，就像罗马书第七章二十四节说的。
Our experience is like what Romans chapter 7 verse 24 says.
我们觉得要圣洁是一件非常苦的事。
And then we think it's very hard to be holy.
谁能救我脱离 这个取死的身体呢？
And who will set me free from the body of this death?
为什么苦呢？
Why we think it's so bitter?
这个苦在什么地方呢？
And then where is the bitterness comes from?
我想在座的弟兄姊妹每一个人都有经历的。
I think we all have such friends.
那个苦在什么地方？
Where is the bitterness come from?
那个苦就是在我们的肉体之中没有善。
That is because there is no good in our flesh.
立志行善呢，由得我们。
We will to do good.
只是行出来由不得我们。
But we are not able to do so.
因此在保罗的里面他有一个苦。
So in Paul there is a bitterness.
他知道我们应该是要成为圣洁。
He knows that we ought to be holy.
但是在肉体当中却没有良善。
But there is no good in our.
约翰更这样说呢。
And then so does John.
他说啊，他说我们如果说自己无罪的话呢，便是自欺，真理就不在我们心里了。
If we say that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
弟兄姊妹们，我想问大家一个问题。
Brothers and sisters, I'll ask you a question.
那以弗所书第一章第四节和罗马书第七章二十四节是相互矛盾的吗？
Is this contradict the verses from Ephesians from the Romans?
这两处圣经神的话。
These two verses are on God.
一处说我们被呼召要成为圣洁。
One says we are chosen to be holy.
但是罗马书又告诉我们，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
But in Romans it says, who can set me free from this death, body of death?
我们知道神的话不会有矛盾的。
We know God will not contradict His own word.
所以罗马书第七章十四节和以弗所书第一章第四节是没有矛盾的。
So in the Romans chapter 7:14 and the Ephesians chapter 1:4, it's not contrary.
但是我们怎么样能够把这两节圣经摆在一起看呢？
But how do we put them together?
我们怎么能够解决这个问题呢？
How can we solve this problem?
我们如何能够把这个真理，就是我们要成为圣洁，和我们的经历，我们没有办法成为圣洁，两件事情合在一起呢？
How do we put together that we were chosen to be holy and then we're not able to do so.
有哪一节圣经能够把这两节圣经连在一起的？
A Bible verses can put these two together.
好像我们能够明白说这两节圣经是矛盾的。
So that we will understand these two is not contrary.
有一节圣经可以把这两节圣经连在一起。
And there's one verse can put these two together.
这节圣经在旧约的里面。
It's in Old Testament.
在以赛亚书第五十五章。
In Isaiah chapter 55.
在第十三节。
Verse 13.
这一节圣经是这样说的。
And it says,
他说松树长出哈，要代替荆棘。
It says, instead of the thorn bush, the cypress will come up.
那番石榴长出哈，要代替棘藜。
And instead of the nettle, the myrtle will come up.
这要为耶和华留名，作为永远的证据，不能剪除。
And then this will be the evidence for the Lord, and will never be cut off.
这里面在以先知以赛亚就讲了一件非常有意义的事。
And Isaiah tells us the meaning.
这个荆棘啊，就是我们这个天然的人。
The thorn bush is our flesh.
就是我们的肉体。
It's our flesh.
这个天然的人哈，是永远不能成圣的。
Our natural being will not be holy.
不能靠这个天然的肉体来成为圣洁的。
There is no way to be holy by flesh.
这个荆棘永远是荆棘。
The thorn bush will always be the thorn bush.
这个荆棘就是那取死的身体。
And this thorn bush is the body of death.
没有办法把这个荆棘浇成一个松树的。
There's no way you turn the thorn bush to be cypress.
无论你花了多少的功夫来照顾这个荆棘，它还是一个荆棘。
No matter how much effort you take care of this thorn bush, it's still the bush.
但是以赛亚书这里告诉我们说，有一个树要代替那个荆棘。
But in book of Isaiah it says, and one tree will come up instead of.
那个松树要起来代替那个荆棘。
And then the cypress will come up to place the thorn bush.
这荆棘就是我们天然的人的生命。
The thorn bush is our natural being.
而这个松代表基督复活的生命。
And the cypress represents the resurrection life of Christ.
耶稣进那个耶路撒冷的时候，他们就把那个松树枝砍下来垫在路上，让 耶稣经过。
When Jesus entered Jerusalem and they put a palm tree on to be the path to enter Jerusalem.
所以松树呢，就代表那个复活的生命。
So the cypress is the resurrection life.
所以这个以赛亚书就告诉我们呢、啊，那个。松树这个复活的生命呢要代替那个天然的生命。
So the cypress will replace the thorn bush which will replace our natural being.
如果松树没有代替这个荆棘的话，这个人成圣呢就一直只能停在罗马书第七章二十四节里面。
If the cypress will not replace the thorn bush, and then our holiness, the process will be stepped on the Romans chapter
第七章二十四节，荆棘是永远不能成为圣洁的。
The thorn bush will never to be holy.
若人的圣洁的这个在松树的里面。
And then our hope to be holy is in cypress.
那是在那个复活的生命。
It's in the resurrection life.
所以今天我们所有的挣扎的原因在哪里？
And what is the reason of all our struggling?
就是我们希望这个荆棘能够成圣。
And then that is because we hope this thorn bush will become the cypress.
虽然我们知道我们里面蒙恩得救以后有复活的生命在我们里面。
Even though after we were saved, there is a resurrection life in us.
但我们忽略了这个复活的生命。
But we ignore this resurrection life.
我们仍然活在我们天然生命的里面。
We still live in flesh.
在活在天然生命的当中要追求圣洁是不可能的一件事情。
It is impossible. We live in flesh and want to be holy.
因此我们不能忽略在我们里面有一个复活的生命。
We cannot ignore our resurrection life.
在哥林多前书里面就非常的清楚告诉我们这件事。
In 1 Corinthians, it clearly tells us.
他说又使成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
And then it says, and then become to us wisdom from God and the righteousness and sanctification and redemption.
我们都知道基督是我们的公义。
We know Jesus is our righteousness.
我们知道不能靠行为称义的。
We know we cannot be justified by our deeds.
没有一个人能够因为做善事而称义的。
No one will be justified by our good deeds.
那人怎么样称义呢？
And how we will be justified?
人如何能够得到这个公义呢？
And how will we receive this righteousness?
那是要相信耶稣基督。
We have to believe Jesus Christ.
就是要接受耶稣基督做我们的主。
We have to accept him as our savior.
接受基督做我们的公义。
And then accept Christ as our righteousness.
所以我们认识了，原来公义哈是一个人。
We know, now we know, the righteousness is a person.
你要得着公义的时候，唯一的方法就是接受这个人。
If you want to be righteous, you have to, the only way is to accept this person.
我们把主耶稣接到我们里面来。
We accept him to us.
我们就得到了公义。
We will receive the righteousness.
这件事我们都非常的清楚。
We all know this clearly.
但是对于圣洁我们常常不明白。
But we do not understand about the holiness.
圣洁不是一个行为的良善。
And then to be holiness is not from a good deeds.
一个人不能靠肉体的行为来成圣的。
And we cannot be sanctified by our good deeds from the flesh.
人怎么样能够圣洁？
How can we be holy?
那是因为信而圣洁。
Because we believe and we will be justified.
乃是接受基督做我的圣洁。
And then it is to accept Jesus Christ to be my holy.
圣洁也是一个人。
Okay. Holy is a person too.
耶稣基督就是我们的圣洁。
Jesus Christ is our holiness.
这是哥林多前书第一章三十节这样说的，基督是我们的公义圣洁。
This is what 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. Jesus Christ become to wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption.
如果圣洁是一个人的话，
If holiness is a person,
你要得到这个圣洁的话，就要接受这个人。
If you will receive the holiness, you have to accept this person.
你要相信主耶稣就是你的圣洁。
You have to believe in him. He is our holiness.
接受主做我的圣洁。
And accept the Lord become my righteousness.
就像当日你接受主做你的公义是一样的。
It is the same like at the time you accept the Lord to be your righteousness.
弟兄姊妹们，不是不单是今天我们有这个问题。
It is now we have such problem.
当初加拉太弟兄姊妹也有这个问题。
And then so do the brothers and sisters in Galatians.
所以保罗就写了加拉太书，要跟他们说明这件事。
So Paul wrote Galatians and then to tell them about this.
你们既然是因信得到这个公义，今天为什么要用行为来证结呢？
You receive the righteousness by your belief, and why you want to be holy by your own deeds?
因此，今天我们在圣洁这件事情上，首先要认识这个圣洁不是因为我做了什么事让我成为圣洁。
First of all, we have to understand to be holy is not what we have to do something to be holy.
圣洁乃是我接受主耶稣做我的圣洁。
To be holy is I accept the Lord to be my holiness.
乃是因为我接受主耶稣的生命在我的里面。
Because I accept the Lord's life and lives in me.
当我在基督里面的时候，我就能成为圣洁，我有瑕疵。
When I am in Jesus Christ, I will be holy and blameless.
所以我们必须要做一件事。
So that we have to do one thing.
要放弃我们自己在肉体里面要成圣的一切的努力。
We have to forsake all the efforts that we want to be holy through our flesh.
今天我们都很多靠着我们肉体要成圣我们个人所做的努力。
And then some of us, we try to make effort to be holy by our flesh.
我们里面有这样一个要成为圣洁的一个心愿。
We have a willingness to be holy.
但是我们在实行的时候，我们那个成圣的那个方式都在我们自己的肉体的里面。
But in practice, what we do is we do all this in our flesh.
因此我们在成圣的事情上，我们常常有挣扎。
So that's why we have struggling.
我们人很不容易啊，放弃自己肉体里面的努力。
It is hard for us to depart the effort from our flesh.
这个在我们人的身里面是根深蒂固的一件事。
This is rooted in us.
虽然我们失败了很多次哈，我们仍然不愿意放弃自己的肉体。
Even though we fail many times, but we are not able to forget our flesh.
就好像那个彼得一样。
It's like Peter.
你知道彼得是一个渔夫。
You know, Peter is a fisherman.
彼得身上他有一件事他是非常的熟悉的，他知道怎么打鱼。
And for Peter, his expertise is he know how to fish.
这是他天然人里面的一件东西。
That is something from his natural being.
所以呢，对于彼得来讲呢，要放弃这个打鱼是一个非常难的事。
For Peter, it is hard for him to give up his fishing.
所以当日主耶稣头一次在加利利海碰见他的时候，呼召他的时候，他就把那个网放下去了，他就跟随了主耶稣。
At the first time when the Lord called him, and then he just put aside his net at the Sea of Galilee, and then he followed Jesus.
他到底放弃了打鱼了没有呢？
Did he give up his fishing?
弟兄姊妹，他放弃了没有呢？
Did he give up?
表面上放弃了。
On the surface, yes.
到路加福音第五章的时候，他又去打鱼了。
But in Luke chapter 5, he went fish again.
当等到遇到了一些难处以后，到路加福音第五章的时候，主耶稣又发现这彼得在海里面打鱼。
When there was difficulties, and the Lord knew that Peter went to fish again.
其实彼得非常惭愧，他说：“主啊，离开我，我是一个罪人。”
And this time Peter feels shame. He said, "Lord, depart from me, because I'm a sinner."
后来主又呼召他呢，他又放弃打鱼，又跟随主耶稣了。
Then Lord called him again, and then he gave up fishing, and then he followed the Lord.
那彼得到底放弃了打鱼没有？
Did he totally give up?
有没有第二次真的放弃打鱼了吗？
Did he give up at the second time?
还没有啊
！No，
你读到约翰福音二十一章，他又去打鱼了。
In John chapter 21, he went fish again.
约翰福音二十一章，彼得又打鱼，而且打了一个晚上。
In John chapter 21, Peter went fish and he fished the whole night.
然后一条鱼都没有打到。
And he didn't get anything.
弟兄姊妹啊，这个彼得对于这个打鱼是不可以放弃的。
It's hard for Peter to give up his fishing.
所以主第三次来呼召他。
So the Lord called him the third time.
呼召他来跟随他。
And then call him to follow the Lord.
第四哈，彼得真正放弃打鱼了。
He gave up his fishing for good.
我们也是这样，我们肉体里面的那个努力哈， 是我们很珍惜的。
We really treasure the effort from our flesh.
虽然我们失败很多次。
Even though we failed many times.
但是我们仍然不肯放弃的。
But we will grab hold of it.
我们仍然觉得下一次呢，我可以用我的肉体呢，能够把这件事情做好。
We think by myself, I can do it next time.
我们的肉体里面呢，就是不能忍耐的。
And then in our flesh, there is no patience.
只要你还活在肉体的里面呢，你就是不能忍耐的。
There will be impatience in us and when we live in flesh.
无论你告诉自己，我下次呢一定要忍耐。
And then no matter how you tell yourself, next time I will have patience.
然后下一次发生的时候呢，你发现你还是不能忍耐。
And next time happens, you discover that you have no patience.
这里就很苦啊。
So you feel really bitter.
如果你不放弃那个肉体，这个不能忍耐的事永远在你的里面。
If you do not give up, do things by your flesh, you will always have the impatience.
因为只有基督才有忍耐。
Because only in Christ we have patience.
我们肉体里面就是有不圣洁。
And then in our flesh there is impurity.
只要你活在肉体的里面，里面就会有不洁。
If we live in flesh, there will be impurity.
无论你告诉自己多少次。
No matter how many times you tell yourself.
下一次我碰到这件事情的时候呢，一定要圣洁。
And next time when I have such thing, I will be pure.
等到你下次碰到的时候呢，你发现你又失败了。
And next time you fail again.
因为我活在肉体的里面，肉体的里面就是有不洁。
And then, and if I live in my flesh, there is impurity.
只有基督里面才有圣洁。
There's only the holiness is only in Christ.
只有松树里面才有圣洁。
It's only in Cyprus.
在荆棘里面是没有圣洁的。
There's no holiness in thornbush.
因此，我们要知道只有基督是圣洁。
So that we know only Jesus Christ is our holiness.
我们必须要放弃自己在肉体里面任何圣洁的那个努力。
We have to give up all the efforts through our flesh.
那如何成为实际呢？
Then how this become the reality?
我讲了到这里呢，其实还是有一点比较理论。
And then, so far it's still like and it's theoretical.
因为基督是我的圣洁。
Because Christ is my holiness.
我不能靠我的肉体。
I cannot depend on my own flesh.
但是我在生活的里面呢，出来的总是我的肉体。
But in my daily life, everything comes out from my flesh.
我如何能够在生活里面能够活在基督里面呢？
And how can I live in Christ?
如何让这个真理成为我生活的实际呢？
How can that this truth to become the reality in my life?
这保罗就告诉我们了。
And Paul tells us.
他说不要醉酒。
Do not get drunk.
酒能使人放荡。
Because to get drunk, that the dissipation.
乃要被圣灵充满。
But be filled with the Spirit.
这里告诉我们，保罗说酒。
And Paul says, do not get drunk.
保罗不是说，我建议你们最好呢不要喝醉酒。
And Paul didn't say, I suggest you better not drink.
保罗不是在劝告他们，要少喝一点酒。
Paul is not trying to persuade them, do not drink too much.
保罗给他们一个命令，不要醉酒。
But Paul gave them a command and said, do not get drunk with wine.
酒能使人放荡。
Because for that is dissipation.
然后呢，保罗又给他们另外一个命令。
And Paul then gave them another command.
乃要被圣灵充满。
Be filled with the Spirit.
这里圣灵充满，这里是一个命令啊。
To be filled with the Holy Spirit is a command.
不是一个建议。
It's not a suggestion.
不是一个建议。
It's not a suggestion.
不是你可以可行，或者是也可以不行的。
It is you can do or you don't do. It's okay.
就像不要醉酒是一个命令。
It is the command like do not get drunk with wine.
那要被圣灵充满，命令的。
To be filled by the Spirit is a command too.
就像受浸是一个主的命。
It's like to be baptized man from the Lord.
就像要传福音。给到地极是主的命令。
And to share, to proclaim gospel to the end of the world is a command from the Lord.
要被圣灵充满也是主的命令。
To be filled by the Spirit is a command from the Lord too.
这个命令是一个非常特别的命令。
This is a very unique command.
如果你能够顺服这个命令的话，你就能顺服所有其他的命令。
If you can obey this command, you can obey all the rest of the commandment.
如果你不顺服这个命令的话，其他的命令你也很难顺服。
If you don't obey this one, then you can't. It's hard for you to obey other commandments.
这个命令是写给谁呢？写给以弗所的教会。
And this command is for the church at Ephesus.
为什么呢？好像写错了，应该写给哥林多的教会。
It's kind of it's wrong. It's supposed to write for the church at Corinth.
这哥林多的教会比较需要，为什么写给以弗所的教会
？Because the church in Corinth needs this, but why to the Ephesus?
以弗所教会是最属灵的一个教会。
Because the Ephesus is the most spiritual church.
如果以弗所的教会需要接受这个，今天我们岂不更需要接受这个命令吗
？If the Ephesians need receive this commandment, and we need it too.
今天这里保罗所说的不是有没有圣灵的问题。
And what Paul says is there it is not about we have Holy Spirit or not.
每一个蒙恩得救的人，圣灵都居住在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit dwells in us for each one of us.
是每一个人我们里面都有圣灵了。
We all have the Holy Spirit.
不是有没有圣灵的问题。
It is not we have the Spirit or what.
乃是有没有被圣灵充满的问题。
It is are we filled by the Holy Spirit.
这是两件事情。
This is two things.
有圣灵是一件事情，圣灵充满是另外一件事情。
We have Holy Spirit is one thing, and we will be filled by the Spirit is another thing.
你知道那个埃及有一条尼罗河哈
？You know, in Egypt there is a river Nile.
那个河是非常非常长的。
It's very long.
从那个它的上游有两条分叉，一条分叉到了那Ethiopia。
And then in his upstream, there is two branches. One went to the Ethiopian.
另外一分叉呢，是从那个Tanzania.
Another stream is from Tanzania.
这两个支流后来汇合呢，就叫做尼罗河。
And then there's two branches, and then combined together, it's called Nile.
然后尼罗河呢，经过很长很长的距离呢，到最后呢，流到地中海。
And then the river Nile travels long distance and went to the Mediterranean.
这个尼罗河里面，这个河的河水是终年呢、啊、是不断的。
The water in the river is in all year long.
它那个水呢是非常的汹涌的。
And it has a lot of water.
但是呢，一年有一次哈，那个尼罗的河的水会多到一个程度呢，它会泛滥出来。
But once a year, it will be a flood in the River Nile.
那就是因为一年有一次呢，那个河水会满溢出来，然后那个河水里面的那些养分就带到两岸的那些岛。
Because of the flooding, nutrient from the river and then all spread into the banks and in both banks.
就让尼罗河两岸那一年有丰收。
So there will be harvest along the river banks.
如果尼罗河不泛滥的话，那一年埃及就没有丰收。
Without the flooding of River Nile, and that year it will be no harvest in Egypt.
虽然整年尼罗河都有水。
Even though there is water in the River Nile all year long.
但是当那个水满溢超过两岸的时候呢？才有丰收。
Only when the water is overflow, has the flooding, then comes the harvest.
所以今天也是一样，今天圣灵在我们的心里面。
So do us, the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
但是如果圣灵在我们里面没有充满的话
，If we are not filled by the Holy Spirit,
这个圣灵的这个果子哈、啊，在我们身上就不容易出现。
Then the fruit of the Holy Spirit will not bear with us.
所以我们如果想要有那个圣灵的果子
If we want bear fruit from the Holy Spirit,
仁爱和平忍耐恩慈良善信实温柔节制
And then love, peace, faithfulness, self, okay, I'm sorry.
九个果子
And self-control, okay, nine of them.
你看这个果子哈，这个果子不是我们努力去做出来的。
Those fruit is not come off from our effort.
但是如果圣灵在里面满溢的时候呢，这个圣灵的果子就自然长出来了。
But when the Holy Spirit will overflow in us, those fruit will be naturally come out.
所以我们在想哈，那保罗到底要我们怎么样呢
？Then what does Paul want us to do?
保罗给我们两个命令哈。
Then Paul gave us two commands.
这两命令是有关系的。
These two commands is well connected.
一个是不要，一个是要。
One says do not, one the other one says you have to.
第一个是不要醉酒。
the one says do not get drunk with wine.
一个是呢，圣灵充满。
And the other one is you need be filled with the Spirit.
这两件事情是有关系。
These two are connected.
一个人如果醉酒的话，就不能被圣灵充满。
If one is get drunk with wine, he will not be filled with the
Spirit. 如果一个人要被圣灵充满的话，就不能醉酒。
If a person is be filled by the Holy Spirit, he will not get drunk.
弟兄姊妹，这个醉酒有属灵的意思的。
This get drunk has a spiritual meaning.
这个醉酒不是单单指的你肉体去喝酒这件事情。
It is not physically that you drink wine.
你要想到在旧约拿西尔人的条例里面是什么。
You know what's the rule for the Nazarite in Old Testament?
他说清酒、浓酒都不能喝的。
You were not allowed to drink strong wine and light wine.
所以这里面告诉我们的是拿西尔人的条例。
And this is the command of the Nazarite.
这里面告诉我们的是什么叫做圣洁。
And here tells us what is to be holy.
圣洁乃是与这个世界有分别。
And then to be holy is we have to be separate from the world.
如何和这四个世界有分别呢？
How do we be separated from the world?
就是清酒和浓酒都不能喝。
We cannot drink the strong wine and
什么叫做酒？
What is to be called wine?
圣经里面酒有一个意思的。
In Bible, wine has meaning.
酒呢是地上出产里面的东西的精华。
And then wine is the best from all the produce.
从地上里面所出来的东西里面的精华就是酒。
And then the best produce is wine.
所以这个酒呢在属灵的里面代表这个世界所能够给我们最好的东西。
The wine in spiritual way is what the world can offer us, the best that world can offer us.
所以一个人要做拿西尔人的话呢就不能来追求这个世界上所给我们的这些好的东西。
If we want to be a Nazarite, we cannot accept the best offer from the world.
这就是拿西尔人跟其他人不一样的地方。
This is a different right and to be a normal person.
这是拿西尔跟其他的人的分别所。
And this is the difference of a Nazarite and a common people.
所以圣经里面那个圣洁这个字原来的意思就是圣别分别。
To be whole, holiness in Bible it means to be separate from the world.
那个无有瑕疵是分别的结果。
And then to be blameless is the result with the separation.
所以今天我们对圣洁的观念，我们是注重那个无有瑕疵。
And then for us to be holy, we more all emphasize is blameless.
但是其实那个无有瑕疵是一个结果。
Actually, to be blameless is a result.
那个原因它是分别。
The reason is to be separated.
今天我们之所以不容易过圣洁的生活，是因为我们没有过一个圣别的生活。
The reason it's hard for us to be holy because we are not able to be separated from the world.
我们里面人在追求这个世界上所能够给我们的那些东西。
Within us, we are still doing the things that the world can offer us.
我们仍然是在那个喝酒的情况之下。
We're still in the condition that means to get drunk.
甚至醉酒的情形。
And then even physically.
就是我们在其中的追求我们自己都不晓得。
We even don't know.
所以如果你今天你要用水充满一个杯子的时候。
If you want to put water in the cup.
你必须要先要确定那个杯子是空的。如果那个杯子是满的话，你无法再充满那个杯子。
Yes, we have to make sure the cup has to be empty first.
如果那个杯子里面充满了其他的事物的话，如何能够被圣灵充满呢？
If all other things in the cup, how can we put the Spirit in that cup?
所以每一次我们讲充满的时候，我们就先要讲到倒空。
Each time when we want to be filledWe have to empty that cup.
没有倒空了，就不会有充满。
Without empty the cup, there will be no fill up.
就是我们常常有时候觉得说，哎呀，好像充满很难哈。
And sometimes we think it's hard to be filled by the Spirit.
不是充满很难。
It is not that hard.
是倒空很难。
It is hard to be empty, to empty us.
所以不要去想我怎么样能够被充满。
Do not think of how I'm going to be filled up.
你要想我如何能够倒空。
We have to think about how to empty ourselves.
什么时候倒空，什么时候就充满。
And whenever we empty us, and whenever we'll be filled up.
你看主耶稣站在约旦河的时候。
You know, when the Lord stand in River Jordan,
那个圣灵像鸽子一样降到他身上。
The Holy Spirit came down like a dove.
主耶稣如何能够达到那个地步呢？
And then how the Lord did it?
如何能够让那是鸽子一样降到他身上呢？
How he let the Holy Spirit came down like a dove?
那是因为他倒空自己嘛。
He emptied himself.
他本来与神同等的，不与那个以为强夺。
He was equal with God.
反倒虚己。
But he emptied himself,
成为人的样式
become a man.
既有人的样式就存心谦卑以至于死却死在十字架上
became a man and he humbled himself and died on the cross.
所以我们看见他在约旦河里面那鸽子圣灵像鸽子降下来
So we see in River Jordan that the Holy Spirit came down like a dog.
那是因为他是一个把自己倒空的一个人
Because he emptied himself first.
因此今天我们也是走在同一条道路上
So do we on the same journey
我们如果把这些事物从我们里面倾倒出来
If we empty all those things from the world
我们像拿细尔一样清酒浓酒我们都不喝
We will not drink any wine like Nazarite
这个时候我们就站在一个圣洁的地位上
Then we stand the position of to be holy
这就我们站在一个基督的里面
And then we stand in Christ
然后无有瑕瑕疵是一件自然而然的事。
Then to be blameless will be natural.
不是要人去努力做一个无有瑕疵的人。
It is not we have to make effort to be blameless.
乃是因为我们活在基督的里面，那个复活的生命当中，你是不会有瑕疵的。
It is because we live in the Christ, in His holiness, there will be no blameless.
弟兄姊妹。这不是讲到说有一次特别的经历的问题。
This is not about one-time special experience.
不是的。
It is not like that.
这是我们每一天的生活的一个经历。
This is our daily experiences.
每一天我们的生活里面，我们要来信靠神。
And then each day we have to rely on the Lord.
我们要相信他是我们的圣洁。
We have to trust that He is our holiness.
我们要倒空这个世界对我们所有的一切的吸引。
We have to empty all the attraction world.
当我们向主有这样的。
When we trust in the Lord like this,
当我们把世界的东西往外倾倒
when we empty things from the world,
那圣灵就进来了
the Holy Spirit will come in.
这就是我们在地上如何能够不要醉酒被圣灵充满
This is how we do not get drunk with wine, but be filled with the Holy Spirit.
当我们这样的活在主的面前
when we live before the Lord like this,
那圣灵的果实是自然而然的
we will bear the fruit of the Spirit.Naturally.
就像那个尼罗河两岸那个丰收在那个河水泛滥以后那自然就产生了
It is like the harvest in the river banks of Nile after the flooding. It's just natural.
所以弟兄姊妹们但愿主让我们看见清楚看见什么是圣洁
And then dear brothers and sisters and may we clearly know what is to be holy.
也知道神呼召我们每一个人都要成为圣洁哪次
We have to know that we are chosen to be holy and blameless.
这不是我们可以拣选的
This is not we choose.
这是神的拣选
That is the choosing by God.
这是神的呼召
That is the calling by God.
神呼召你我成为圣洁
And God chooses us to be holy.
但是我们也知道在我们的肉体里面没有任何良善。
And we know there is no good in our flesh.
没有一个人可以靠肉体来成为圣洁的。
No one can be holy by flesh.
但是我们感谢神，神给我们预备了一个圣洁。
And but we thank the Lord, thank God, and He prepared one.
不是属人的圣洁。
It is not the purity from people.
那是基督就是我们的圣洁。
Christ is our sanctification.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等重要的一件事。
And how important it is to us.
这是我们人的那个思想观念里面所不容易明白的一件事。
This is hard for us to understand.
圣洁不是因为我们做什么好的事情。
To be holy is not something good that we can do.
圣洁乃是因为我们认识了一个人。
To be holy because we know a person.
以 他的生命作为我们的生命。
We get his life replace ours.
在生命的里面，我们成为圣洁。
In his life, we will be holy.
所以特别注意以弗所书里面，他说在基督里成为圣洁。
And this is in Ephesians, it says we will be holy in Christ.
无有瑕疵。
And blameless.
又告诉我们说，我们今天在这件事情上，我们的实行是如何。
And it tells us how do we put this into reality.
我们的实行不是靠肉体成全。
In reality, it's not the effort from the flesh.
神对于肉体是没有任何期望的。
God expects nothing from our flesh.
所以你我对肉体不能有任何的期望。
So do us.
只有肉体只能去一个地方。
Our flesh only go one place.
就是十字架。
That is the cross.
除了十字架，肉体没有别的地方可以去。
There is no place to go for the flesh but the cross.
我们要被圣灵充满，我们要把这个世界那些事情倒空掉。
To be filled by the Holy Spirit, we have to empty things from the world.
好让神能够充满我们。
So that God will fill in us.
在圣经里面，是有一个名字叫做保惠师。
In Bible, the Holy Spirit has another name, it's called Helper.
觉得神非常爱我们。
Because the Lord loves us so much.
神爱我们爱到一个地步，好像什么事都想到了。
And he loves us to the point that he knows everything.
他也知道我们这个人啊，倒空空不容易的。
He knows it's hard for us to empty ourselves.
我们可能也都有一些经历。
We have such experiences.
我们真想把这个世界啊，倒空的时候，我们还很不容易做到呢。
It is hard for us to empty the things from the world.
所以圣灵是一个保惠师。
So that the Holy Spirit is a helper.
保惠师在原文里面就是一个人站在你的旁边，做你随时的帮助，这就是保惠师。
To be helper is there's a person who stand by you, and that is the helper.
今天如果有一个人在主的面前说，我愿意把自己倒空。
And if there is a person before the Lord that I'm willing to empty myself.
有一个人愿意把世界那个吸引从我里面倒空。
And I will add the attractions from the world.
如果你有这个愿意的，
If you have a such willing heart,
圣灵要做一个保惠师，在你旁边做随时的帮助。
Helper will stand beside you, become a helper and in time of need.
如果你自己没有这个能力倒空，
If you don't have ability to empty yourself,
但是你有一个心愿，
but you have a willing heart,
你愿意把自己倒空，
you are willing to empty yourself.
那圣灵就是一个保惠师，要在你的旁边做你随时的帮助。
And the Holy Spirit is a helper and stand by you, will help you in time of need.
你看神把一切都想好了。
See, God takes care of us.
他知道我们需要被圣灵充满。
He knows that we need to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
但是他知道我们没有办法倒空。
And then he knows that there's no way for us to empty ourselves.
因此他才圣灵保惠师来帮我们做这件事。
So he sent the Holy Spirit come to help us.
对，我知道我们所需要的到底是什么呢？
What do we need then? What do we need to do then?
神所要求我们的只有一件简单。
What God requires is a simple thing.
就是愿意。
Is a willing heart.
就是非常简单的愿意。
Do we have a willing heart?
我们愿不愿意来接受这个命令？
Are we willing to accept this command?
从起初，神对人的要求都只有这一个。
Since beginning, God only have this one requirement for man.
在伊甸园的里面，神对亚当和夏娃的要求也只有一个。
Even in the Garden of Eden, for the command for Adam and Eve, same thing.
愿不愿意来顺服神的命令？
Are you willing to obey God's command?
因此今天在我们中间，神的要求也只有这一个。
So among us, God has this only right requirement from us.
我们愿不愿意来顺服这个命令？
Are we willing to obey this command?
不要醉酒。
Do not get drunk with wine.
酒能使人放荡。
Because that is for a dissipation.
那要被圣灵充满。
But be filled by the Holy Spirit.
当天早晨，主把这个圣洁的真理向我们敞开。
And then may the Lord and open this truth this morning.
让我们停止我们体里面对圣洁的一切的挣扎。
And then let us stop all the struggling in flesh to be holy.
看见那个到达圣洁的那个道路。
And let us see the pathway to be holy.
那是要被圣灵充满。
And that is to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
而这圣灵充满的那个前提，那是我们要把这个酒要从我们中间倒出去。
And then before we let the Holy Spirit fill in us, is we have to get rid of the wine.
这就是为什么神叫拿细尔人清酒浓酒 都不能喝。
This is why the commandment for the Nazarite, they should not drink.
要让拿细尔人来过一个分别的生活。
Because the Nazarite needs a life to be separate from the world.
这个分别的生活里面就产生那个无瑕疵的那个果子。
And the separation life will naturally becomes the fruit.
弟兄姊妹，你愿意顺服这个命令吗？
Dear brothers and sisters, are you willing to obey this command?
如果你愿意的话，圣灵保惠师会做帮助。
If you are willing, the Holy Spirit will become our helper.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢，我们赞美你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you and praise your grace.
主，你实在是恩待我们。
And you have such grace on us.
主，你把一切我们所需要的都预备好了。
You have prepared everything that we need.
你所要求的就是我们有一个愿意的心。
What requires is this, we have a willing heart.
主，我们感谢你，这个圣洁不是我们人可以达到的。
Lord, we thank you. To be holy is not what man can reach.
圣洁不是荆棘所可以做到的。
And to be holy is not what a thorn bush can do.
但是你把松树赐给我们。
We thank you that you give us a cypress.
你把复活的生命摆在我们的里面。
You give us your resurrection.
对，为我们祷告，让我们不要忽略这么大的救恩。
So that we pray that let us not ignore such great salvation.
这实在是一个浩大伟大的救恩。
This is a great salvation.
让我们不要忽略这个救恩。
Let us do not neglect this salvation.
因此，我们愿意在这里求主帮助我们。
So Lord, we ask you to help.
让我们学习过一别的生活。
That is to learn to learn to live in to be separated.
把这个世界对我们的吸引，我们的里面除掉。
Give the attraction from the world.
好让圣灵能够每天充满在我们的里面。
So that the Holy Spirit will fill in us daily.
让我们能够结出圣灵所结的果子。
So that we will bear fruit from the Holy Spirit.
主，恩待我们今天所有在这里的弟兄姊妹。
Have mercy upon all the brothers and sisters here.
让我们能够活在这个实际的当中。
So that we can live in the reality.
我们这样祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.